Don't answer the phone.
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
Here we go with the phone tap. My brother and I install roofs and skylights for a living. Back at the company, in the office, we have a receptionist named Marilyn who handles all of our customers. We would love to phone tap our receptionist, Marilyn. Why don't you have someone call up, complain about a job we did, and get her all riled up? She's very, very easy to rile up. This comes to us from Fred and Anthony. All right, Fred and Anthony deciding to phone tap a coworker. Here's how it's going to work. Scary Jones is calling the receptionist, Marilyn, as a disgruntled customer, as Fred listens in on the background, and then Anthony gets in on the action, and then it's all Scary and Fred and Anthony all over poor Marilyn. Let's listen into today's phone tap.
Hello, Brian.
Yeah, you guys did roofing for me about 2 years ago.
What's your name?
Sean.
Sean, and your last name?
Carter. Who's this?
This is the office manager.
Yeah, great. Listen, you guys put a skylight up for me, and it started leaking last week.
Uh-huh.
I had my brother up there, and he was standing on the skylight trying to fix it.
Yeah.
And he fell through.
Oh, wow.
So obviously those things that you guys are installing aren't too sturdy.
Well, I never heard of anyone standing on a skylight.
Well, he had to fix it because of your mistake.
Under whose name was it?
Sean Carter, that's me.
Do you have a receipt?
Sure as hell do.
You sure as hell do?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like your attitude, okay? I don't appreciate that, and I don't expect that from customers.
I'm trying to rectify the situation, and I don't know. I mean, you're just giving me some kind of grief.
No, you're giving me grief with your attitude, okay? I looked in my file. I can't find anything on your name.
Is it possible that you keep sloppy notes?
There's your attitude again. Send us the copy of the paid receipt.
I have to go searching through files and files. I mean, this is like 2 years ago now.
Let's keep sloppy record keeping then if you can't find it. Now I'm pissed. Roofing.
Now listen here.
No, don't tell me to listen here. As soon as you got on the phone, you were nasty with me. I don't appreciate that, and I don't expect it from anyone. And I'm not going to accept it from you either.
I was a little upset.
You were very upset, and you come off the wrong way, and you have no right to talk to me like you did.
My skylight is in 1,000 pieces.
I heard you. I took the information. I'm giving it to Anthony. Please do not call here again.
Is he going to do a good job for me?
I have no idea.
I just want to know.
Listen to me.
I'm not finished talking to you.
No,
you just
finished talking to you. Do not call here again. I have the number. He'll call you
what
back.
What is your role
do
there?
Do not call
what
here
is your
again.
Role
it's
there?
None of your business.
What is your role? What do you do for this company?
I have nothing to say to you.
Well, I'm not
If you call again, I'm calling up 911. I'm telling you that right now.
How much do they pay you to sit there all day and yell at your customers?
You nasty son of a bitch. Don't call here anymore.
Yeah.
Roofing?
Why do you have to be a crabby Abby on the phone with me?
You started.
I did not start.
I don't get paid here to take abuse from anyone.
I didn't abuse.
Especially from you.
I didn't abuse
Only
you.
Only abusing me, and I don't appreciate it.
I stated
now,
in fact.
I will pass it on to the person who will deal with you. I don't have anything further to do with you.
I demand you get Anthony on the phone right
you,
now.
Who are you to tell me to get him on the phone right now? Hello?
Marilyn, some guy Sean just called me on my cell phone. I don't know how he got my number.
When are you coming back?
I'm on my way back there.
Well, you come back here and I'll tell you all about it, Anthony.
Wait, he said that you were saying filthy, perverted things.
I was saying filthy, perverted things.
He said you were talking about S&M stuff.
I was talking about S&M stuff.
And then he started, your secretary was talking about bestiality and masochism. And
Anthony, listen to me. The man is a lunatic. Okay, he started to get nasty with me. I got nasty right back with him. I did not say any of what you're saying that he told you because he's a liar, because Freddie is my witness. Freddie was been here through the whole episode. And then he said, did they pay you there to be a bitch? Okay? Freddie told me to call him a yuppie bastard. I hung up on him.
He said he may stop in Monday. He said he may stop in
Good,
Monday.
Let him stop in here because he's a nasty and he's a son of a bitch, demanding piece of and I'll tell you, he's going to be in a lot of trouble because he had no right to speak to me the way he did, and Freddie is my witness. Did I say anything filthy, Freddie? Well, what do you mean, not really? Did I say anything filthy? You know, are you on my side or what here? You know, I'm pissed off, Anthony, I'm telling you. And if I saw that guy now, I would beat him up myself, okay? No, he's got an attitude. I don't get paid to listen to these people's okay? I don't get paid enough to be abused by him. And I told him that.
And what? But whatever happened with the guy that fell from the skylight? Is he okay?
I don't know, and I don't give a shit.
That's great there, Marilyn. Thank you for making all that up. You were talking about S&M. Anthony, she's lying to you.
You're a sick pervert. You know that?
Marilyn, is one other thing that you need to know, really. You've been phone tapped.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I'm Scary Jones from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
You are unbelievable. Let me tell you something. Fred is taking his last breath right now.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.